As I stand on this pulpit, I only have 31 days left in my senior year until I, along with my classmates, walk across the stage and accept my diploma from Jacksonville High School. No, that is not an estimate. I have counted and have been counting for the last few months now. But as anxious as I am to move on to the next part of my life, I also don't want to leave this one behind. After high school, there is plenty of decisions to be made. Many of these decisions could affect the next year of your life, if not more. Now, as a senior almost ready to graduate, I may come across as the guy who is ready to move out and leave everything in Jacksonville behind. To be honest, I'm more scared of what's to come after I graduate than excited. The thought of college scares me a little bit, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this. College is a completely different road than the one I've been traveling on for the last 18 years. Away from home and on my own is not something I'm extremely accustomed to. John chapter 1, verse 3 says, "You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors." When our faith is tested the most is also the time when it grows the strongest. Through these times when God puts pressure on our lives, He waits and watches for our response. It's not the pressure that we put through in our lives, but the way we respond that can measure our faith. Over the past 8 years, I have experienced the same change twice, but each resulted differently. Going into my 7th grade school year, my oldest brother left for college. As an extremely mature 7th grader, as I'm sure my parents would tell you, I understood why he was leaving. However, I was still shocked at how much my life could change by just taking someone out. I remember it taking me several months to get over the fact that I couldn't come home and talk football or baseball with him or sit down and just watch the Cub game. Then again, after my freshman year, my older brother was ready to pack his bags and move to Missouri. Having dealt with this once already and being older, I didn't expect much to happen. However, after Brady left, Brandon and I became much closer as we were the only two left at home many times. This led to his departure becoming, in a way, the worst of the two. Brandon leaving me left me bored and alone. I had never experienced the life of an only child, as I am the baby of the family. I have since become acquainted with living alone and now find it strange when they come back. Having the house full and much louder is unsettling to me. However, I am now, I was not the same way when each of these occurred. The Lord tested me twice and I have responded twice. My faith and devotion grow stronger in the times when my brothers were not there. God has put forth this pressure for a reason. He tests us to see how our faith can stretch. When our faith stretches, it may tear and strain, but when it heals, our faith is stronger. College may be God's next test to see how far my faith can stretch for the new life. The best part about the whole thing is that God gets to watch and feel how our faith and connection to Him grows stronger through anything He throws at us.